So what does a normal day look for you? Look like for you?
So I don't have like a normal, usual day. Work-wise, it really depends on what projects I'm working on, but it usually is around doing something in the border region or in a rural community. It could range from driving a few hours to a local farm worker community to driving to the border to work for my office and work on logistical aspects of my work. But it's, there's also usually a health promotion aspect to the work that I do. There's other times that I'm working out in high schools, working with students, teaching them about health professions and how they can apply to colleges. But then there's times that I'm working in Mexico on new border health initiatives with other colleagues.
And what gives you a lot of joy in your work?
Seeing change in people and seeing people excited about their health, or even just, again, depending on who I'm working with. If I'm working with community members on health education stuff, seeing them excited about healthy lifestyles really gives me joy. And if I'm working with some of the high schoolers that I work with, seeing them excited to go to college gives me joy.
And what does a maybe rough day look like for you?
I think usually my rough days are when I get to talk with community members that tell me about their struggles in trying to access health resources in rural communities, and me doing my best to find those resources for them, and then realizing that there is no resources for them. So then that really hurts me, or like bothers me, because there's nothing that I can do about it. No matter how much I teach them about their health, if there's no resources for them, then there's nothing I can do, and that like bothers me.
Yeah.
And then that just makes my days not as great.
And why do you do the work you do?
I do the work that I do because, as a first generation Mexican American woman in my field, I like to be, or I hope to be, the representation that I didn't see growing up in my field. And I hope that by me being out in the field, it will show other first generation Mexican Americans that they can one day do exactly what I'm doing, or even more than what I'm doing. And that there is, you know, there is opportunities out there for them.